sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hassett, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Happy Saturday.
Yes, happy Saturday right back at ya.
Yeah, here we are another week. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock, bringing you information on real estate and finance.
And all things related.
That's right. Today is no exception.
I know. We're going to be talking about a topic that is near and dear to everybody's heart. Transportation and mass transit.
That's right.
Okay, right. Oh, you're saying near me. Well, oh, it's not dear to you?
It is for some. It isn't for others.
Okay.
You know, as we're kind of dealing with gridlock and things like that that go along with traffic in the Pacific Northwest.
You mean like since they took down the viaduct?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Lots of good times. There were so many videos that I saw friends, you know, pictures and videos. And I'm like, are you driving your car while you're filming that? Like, tell me, please tell me you have somebody else in the car with you while you're filming that and that bumper to bumper traffic.
Even before it was scheduled to come down, I got stuck behind, you know, tourists that were hanging their cameras
in a Prius.
Out,
in a Prius?
Yes. Yeah. Driving about like 20 miles an hour in the left lane.
You know,
cameras hanging out. It really, truly will be a view that I will miss.
I mean, that's one of the most beautiful views.
I
absolutely agree. That's one of the things that, no matter what your economic strata, that was a view that we all got to share.
That's right.
So kind of a bummer that it is gone. Now we all get to go into a dark hole eventually. Mm. But, you know, I mean, there's other plans afoot, too. We'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. There's a lot of time ahead. But it will be interesting to see whoever gets or finds online all those montage of videos and eventually puts them all together in some kind of cohesive package, right?
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure that's
going
to happen.
Yeah, but we'll see.
So are we in a black hole with mortgages right now? What's going on?
We're not.
Oh, good. Okay, well, do tell.
Yeah, you know.
I know. The other week we were talking about your dead sexy inverted yield curve.
So, you know,
where are we at right now? How's your curves?
Our yield curve is pretty flat. It's pretty flat.
Ah.
And that's actually okay for interest rates. You know, a year ago, we saw rates really start to climb. It started December of 2017.
Yep.
The new tax plan was passed. And that spurred economic activity. Mortgage rates will follow that. And the economy did pretty much take off last year. And we saw rates go right along with them, up almost a full percent, in some cases over a percent, you know, over the course of the first, you know, 6-8 months of the year. But as we got into December, just last month or so, you know, they really started to drop. Part of that was precipitated by the stock market, which took a
not just because it was cold and it shrank.
It took a proper, well, that could have been it as well. A little bit of rate shrinkage there. But no, it took a beating in the market. Rates followed. And then we have this slightly inverted yield curve, which translated into English. Every time we've seen short-term government treasury securities paying the same or higher rate as a long-term government treasury security, the economy has gone into a slowdown within 24 months. And, you know, nobody's using the recession word at this point. They're just saying, you know, this is a natural cycle.
Oh, they're just hovering around the R word.
Right. Well,
they're just kind of like.
Some do, some don't, you know.
Yeah.
We get economic statistics every week that some support that theory, other ones refute it. We just had a jobs report a couple of weeks ago that was up over 300,000 new jobs created. That put a stop to rates dropping, but really even since then they've been holding steady, and so we're not really seeing a going
steady's
up,
good.
But we're not seeing a go down as well. So here's where we're at right now: the national averages. Now these are national averages. 30-year fixed rate loan, we're hovering around 4.57%.
Nice.
Nicely in the mid fours. 15-year fixed rates, almost a 4.14%.
Okay.
FHA and VA transactions, 4.17%.
Nice.
and jumbo 30-year fixed rates hovering around 4.35%. So okay. These are all, again, national averages. Your rates are going to vary because rates will be, you know, factored
in. That's predicated by what?
It's by your credit, by the loan amount, by the type of loan you're taking mm-hmm. out, by the type of property, whether you're going to live True. In the home or not live in the home. So there's a lot of factors that will affect and impact your interest rates. So these are averages, though. And give you an idea of the ballpark where we're at. And as far as the timing thing goes, mm-hmm. in fact, you and I had a class the other day.
Just recently down at the Renton Chamber. That was a pretty full room, too. That was great.
Boy,
oh, my gosh. We had so many
year.
People signing up. Oh, yeah. It was
really,
awesome.
Really fun.
And we got more coming. So if you're interested in our classes, info@teamreba.com. We'll
Absolutely.
Send you the schedule.
But, you know, even in that class we were talking about, you know, when's the best time to buy?
Right.
And interest rates can have a huge impact on affordability.
Not just can, do.
Will do. It's significant.
Yes.
You know, a 1% increase in rate, you know, can take away $30,000, $40,000 in buying power.
Right. And that is quite a bit. So when you're someone looking for that house with the extra bathrooms or the extra square footage, that's what you're talking about right there.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So if you don't want to share a toilet or a sink with your spouse or your children, you know, think about that.
So let's put that into perspective. In the last month, rates have dropped almost 0.5%
right.
from our high points in November.
Mm-hmm.
So rates have dropped by one bathroom.
Yeah.
If you want to think about
you know,
it that way.
You know how we always talk about how many butts in the kitchen? Because
yes.
I do that with customers. I'm always asking, like, hey, do you entertain? Are you, are you single? Or do you entertain a lot? You got a lot of people in your family, whatever it might be. I say, how many butts do you need to fit in the kitchen at one time? Right?
Yeah.
Like at the largest amount of use. So now we could talk about how many bathrooms and the interest rate.
Yeah. Rates are down by one bathroom.
Yeah. By one full bath
yeah.
or a half bath.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Ooh.
We should start a new thing. I like
call it
that.
What are we going to call it? The toilet index? You know,
something like that. Yeah.
Economists always want to have
the flushing index.
Ooh. Yeah, they're going to think it's like New York or something. We don't want to do that.
Okay, no. All right. No. All right. No toilet talk then.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, gotcha.
We'll have to refine that concept as time goes on.
All right. But we're going to work on it. I'm so excited also today because we're going to be talking to Kimberly Reason, who is the media spokeswoman for Sound Transit. Thank you again for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. And so if you have any thoughts on this little index we want to put together, or listeners, if you have any suggestions for us, feel free to find us on our social media sites and throw out some thoughts.
That's right. We're all about the high thinking on this show.
Hey, you know what? We love the interaction. We have people who contact us during the show and outside of the show with questions. So why not throw some thoughts at us that way? Which actually, I still also want to invite our listeners, if you have topics, you know, like we go out and find all of our different guests ourselves for the most part.
Yeah.
But if there are people who are curious about certain topics that you'd like to see on the show that you think kind of fall into, you know, the four categories we typically cover, which are residential insider, investor angle, green building and design, and regional impact, which is why Kimberly is here today. Mm-hmm. You know, any of those topics are, or, you know, if it's a local business that you think needs to be highlighted, we've had nonprofits as well as businesses on, you know, we're open to suggestion.
Yeah. What kind of real estate show are we running here?
I mean, a good one.
We're not. I mean, if you think about the guests that we've had on our show,
if you're going to ask me that,
I'm going to write on my New Year's resolution, talk more about lending.
Yeah,
you know, because we're always bringing on these super interesting guests. And, in the last year, we've had conversations with attorneys. We've talked mm-hmm. about tax law. We've talked about tax deferred exchanges. We've talked about the Asarco smelter down in Tacoma.
Yes.
And, you know, we talked about
water sciences.
Water sciences. We had a guy on that makes a machine that eats garbage and spits electricity out the other end.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
Well, not just any garbage.
Well.
Compostable garbage. But it's still, it's a
waxing
very useful
poetic
tool.
Here. So, yeah.
Very poetic, especially when you start talking about the bathroom index. I'm totally poetic.
Yeah, like
you're like Edgar Allan Poe right there.
High thinking here on Open House.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect prose.
That's right.
I love it. So, no, I mean, we do. We have a ton of wonderful guests that come on. Well, we do. We get into, you know, we take topics that many people think are dry, like mm-hmm. insurance.
Ooh.
Private mortgage insurance.
Oh,
you know, remember when we had hashtag dead sexy PMI?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was, that was a really interesting show. Credit people coming in. You know, when we had ARC on, the American, American Reporting
Company.
Mm-hmm. And they helped
my good buddy.
Right. Yeah. And so like they come in, but it's such useful life, you know, skill type stuff. And it's everything that impacts this area. It impacts your life, your business, you know, your commute. I mean, we're talking lots of cool topics, and I don't know. I find it interesting. I hope our listeners do too.
Absolutely.
But if you have ideas that you'd like to hear, throw them out there. We're happy to reach out to the people who could be there.
Well, and how can you be reached, Reba?
Well, one of the fastest and easiest ways to get to me, of course, is info@TeamReba. You just put inside your message why you're contacting us, because that goes to me and all of my team at the same time. So you get an immediate response.
Yep. And you can reach me. If you're on Facebook, look up Eric Is My Banker, just E-R-I-C. You can catch me on Twitter, at Eric Is My Banker. And you can also email me, eric@ericismybanker.com.
There you go. I mean, we're on all the social media channels. So if you can't find Team Reba, you're just not looking online. You're looking down at the dirt or something. I don't know what it would be. If you look me up online, Team Reba, we're all over.
I can't wait for the emails I'm going to get, you know, next week. Is me? Yeah, I heard I can get an extra toilet if I finance through you. I just can't wait. It's coming. I know
that'll be in my sit down. I will say, though, I did enjoy our last Washington State Housing Finance Commission sponsored class, because we got a lot of great engagement from the first time home buyers sitting in that classroom. And, you know, part of it was like, how do you think about how you use your house and the number of rooms and, you know, how you live and the number of bathrooms even? And, you know, because a lot of times it's surprising how many people don't really think about, well, hey, if you're going to buy something like this, do you have a lot of guests? Because you say two bathrooms is okay, but maybe you want a little more, because if you entertain a lot, do you really want them going in your master bath, or do you want to see all your kids' stuff hanging out and have to put all the kids' toys away? You know, it's just simple
Absolutely.
Things, but when people start looking online and just see the pretty pictures, they forget, oh, I have to live there.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to think about your lifestyle.
You really have to visualize what's it going to be like, you know, spending all my time in this home. And
yeah, absolutely.
How's that going to work for me?
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
All right. Well, we are going to get online with Kimberly Reason from Sound Transit when we come back on Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.